same language. I have the same philosophy.
Blog Talk Radio.
We are.
Greetings, everyone. This is Brother Bob Owitafo right here in Oklahoma City. We want to thank each and every one of you for joining in tonight on tonight's topic, our show. Sister Mayette Yeboah, again, as always, is very busy and actually will join us a little later on, but I'm glad that I'm on the show to keep you company until she's able to get back. All right. Nice topic we're going to be talking about. Revolutionaries, claim your stake in the upliftment of people in need. Now, when you talk about people in need and you say revolutionaries, a lot of people get a little bit lumped up in the sense that they say, man, revolutionary is somebody that's terrible, bad, a militant the government's against. Well, that's not really necessary, people, because a revolutionary is simply someone who is not satisfied with the status quo and in reality wants a change to be brought about that effectively affects the entire race of people, not just a handful of political interested people or economic interested people, but people of color, people of mass, people of a commonality of a number of things. So let's not get that twisted and misunderstood, because that's not exactly what a revolutionary is. Again, a revolutionary can be any sorts of thing. A revolutionary could be one who's hating that children not getting enough food to eat. You know, they could have one that upset the way an elderly person is being treated. You know, what it is, it differs in terms like this here. I am fed up with the way things are being run. However, in this particular night tonight, y'all, I want to talk a little bit about, most of you have probably heard about the French Revolution, the Russian Revolution, the American Revolution. Okay, you heard about the French Revolution, the Chinese Revolution, on and on and on, right? Now, what that says to me is that some people have gotten a little bit upset and said they're not appreciative of how their government has been operating, and they want to take a stand to make a change. Any revolution that's been brought about has been made a change because people, like-minded, have gotten together and said, no, this is the end of this. This is not going to happen anymore. All right. So they're tired and fed up with the government's improper way of managing their economic, political, social, and education systems. They're even tired of the way the military has been involved in unnecessary affairs of other countries, getting their loved ones killed. And at the same time, you never hear about a rich person's son or daughter going on the front lines giving their lives for the political interests of the few wealthy who run the world. Because in reality, y'all, it doesn't fit you and me. And that's just a fact. Because if it were so, there would not be such a tyrannical government that we're fighting against today. You got people being shot down with their hands up. You got people not being qualified for Social Security that have an entitlement to it. You got people not getting proper medical treatment and housing assignment because the government people want to continue to discriminate against people. And why? They want to make us fight against one another. They, in turn, will have the best protected interests of their own by having you and me fighting. We forget about who we really need to be fighting with, and that is the government, which is the white supremacist government, y'all. I told everybody I'm going to start getting a little bit harder because it's important for us to understand it's not all about what we're doing, but it's all about what we can do to derail a tyrannical governmental system that's primarily focused on keeping us enslaved and in bondage, in chains, suffering. I'm not talking about just blacks. I'm talking about we the people, by the people, for the people, those who are not middle class and those who are suffering the biggest defeat in our society today. Let me say very briefly, then I'll open the floor for discussions. People, listen to me carefully. We have to start about in terms of empowering ourselves. And the best way we can empower ourselves, to borrow a phrase from a group that's on tonight, then I've had a great pleasure of meeting. The only way we can bridge the gap between people of color, blacks and whites, which is, again, has always been the fight throughout history, the only way we can bridge that gap, y'all, is to empower ourselves, embracing one another, loving each other, and at the same time, watch this one, keeping our own cultural identities but yet enveloping a corporation of respect, love, and dignity toward one another. Because as we have it today, the government is working against us on every level and on every reality. So we might as well keep that as a point and not forget it. So let me go to the phone lines if I could right now. I see we got, oh, man, there's several of them lit up, so we'll definitely be getting to y'all very shortly. But let me give a little bit more, just a slight history of what a revolution is and what a revolutionary is, excuse me, and what a revolutionary entails. Now, again, there are no right or wrongs, everybody. I don't expect you to be able to talk in terms of advocates, revolutionary, anarchists like I do, because, again, I write books on this stuff, okay? Everybody did know a lot of this stuff. Yes, Brother Michael's very deep in that area, okay? We talk about ideologies, you know, using phrases and things I know a lot of people don't know about. But at the same time, it's all about educating and familiarizing ourselves, like sociologists and things of that nature, political revolutionary, boom, 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 okay, y'all? It's about, don't think, hey, I don't know the topic, because you do know a topic. Why? Because you're living in a controlled environment in society that does not include you, the little people. All praise due to God. So let me say very briefly then. A revolutionary is a person who either participates in or advocates a revolution, as I just told you. Revolutionary is not bad. It doesn't mean that you are anti-government or anything. But what that means is that you're looking at the overall situation of your family, your friends, your loved ones, lack of food in your house, lack of education, lack of housing, and saying, okay, anybody with common sense will say, hey, wait a minute, man, I don't like this. And what do? We sit down in tables. We negotiate. We write up laws and policies. Let me say this, and I'm going to open the floor. We have a legitimate systemic plan that's designed and incorporated to bring us together collectively so that we can have, listen carefully, y'all, self-autonomy. And what I mean by self-autonomy, self-government. That's right. You can have a government within a government here in the United States. Having said that, Brother Kevin, talk to me. Tell me what you heard so far. What's going on with it?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I agree with everything you're saying, Michael. You know, with me being so young and in this game, seeing the people that come before me, you know, the Fred Hamptons, the Martin Luther Kings, I mean yourself.
Yes.
These are great examples of what a revolutionary is and what, like you said, it's not all bad. You know, most people say that.
No.
Oh, my God, it's terrible. It's really not. Like you said, you can be a revolutionary in many things. You know, my biggest advice is, you know, just find something you're passionate about and go all in. You know, once you do that, you know, you have lived a successful life and you want to create true change. Being a revolutionary to me is just like what I said, is true change. Being a believer that you can change whatever space that you have, you know what I mean, and just and you go from there, you know. So just creating true change and making the world a better place. If you do your one part and reach 10 people, you know, you made the world a better place. So you don't have to reach one person. That's all it takes.
Amen.
That's all it takes.
All right, my brother, you're definitely on point. Okay, now, I spoke of a few revolutions in various countries. I didn't speak of the Mexican Revolution. I didn't speak of the Cuban Revolution. Listen to everybody. Listen carefully. There has to be some reason. And even the American Revolution, where people are fed up and tired of being excluded from the mainstream of American government, economic, social, political system that does not include them. So tonight, that's why I wanted to get everybody's mind outside of what we are doing so great in the rallies and different things of this nature. I'm trying to let y'all watch this one. I'm letting y'all know tonight that these are the very people who cause us to get out and do our little rallies and things that we're doing. That's right. They, what you call, create order from chaos. They create the chaos and they say, okay, Bobby, go in and quell that disturbance over there. It's not by accident, but by design. This is what keeps them people in power. This is what keeps them feeling important. This is what keeps them in our lives. That's what I want everybody to know about. Do you agree with me there, Donna? What's up with you? Talk to me.
Hey, how are you guys today? Everybody doing okay?
Good.
Wonderful. I'm loving this topic. And we're talking about basically just engaging in our promoting a political revolution. And you guys have been doing great, Michael. And that's exactly what you've been doing, is gathering of the people so that we can go forth and be revolutionaries here in Oklahoma City. And again, standing up and believing and trusting with honesty, pure from your heart, the fight. You have to be ready to fight. The fight is now. And so revolutionary to me is standing up for what you believe in, not being a coward. That's a strong
word. That's right.
But a lot of people don't stand up because they are cowards to march forward.
That's right.
And so there's some, we must. You know, we must, we will, and we shall. We must go forth.
I say absolutely. You know what? Very, very. Go ahead. Will you finish, Donna? Go ahead. Will you finish?
Yes, yes. Yes, I'm finished.
Okay. Let me say this here, y'all. Donna, you're absolutely right. Okay? Listen carefully, everybody. I'm very passionate, and we're going to start having more shows like this, and even deeper indebted ones. We're going to talk about the 13th Amendment before, so, which I keep trying to tell y'all. It's my way. I'm just my way. Just tell you, my way of easing you gently into the controversial issues that makes Michael Washington who he is. Okay, y'all? Now you know it. Yeah, I'm just not some guy. Oh, let's go to a rally. Oh, that's it. No, no. I'm an educator. I'm a sociologist. I'm a humanitarian. I'm all of that, y'all. And a bowl of ice cream, too, if you want to give me some. No, let me quit. But, you know, it's all about, man, learning who the real mobs are. The United States government is the biggest mob agency in the world, y'all. They employ people who come in and fight for their interest. They teach them how to be thugs and murderers and robbers and disregarding the right of the people. Because you have to iron, you have to rule by iron fist or you get run over. Now, I want y'all to understand it. Now, having said that, let me move on to self-autonomy. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. So why do we have a divide and conquer going on then? Why do we have master controlling the masses and in turn having the masses fighting against one another? Have y'all thought about that for a minute? Let me say it again, then I want to open the floor to somebody. I said, how is that the, how is that be control the thoughts, ideas, and minds of the masses, but at the same time have the masses fighting and bickering amongst themselves? Talk to me, Don. Let me ride back to you, though, and then I'm going to let everybody else have it. Talk to me. What's going on with that?
Well, I mean, it's the oldest trick in the book when it comes to especially minorities, black people. If I can keep you against each other, if I can keep you not work in unity, then I can control you. And then I can lead and guide you, and you follow me. You don't have your own leadership. And so basically that's what happened, and we're still up under that. It's hard to get our people to come together in unity. You might get some, but you're not getting enough to make a difference sometimes. And so he can steady control the atmosphere with that. And it works in the same way spiritually. If you're not spiritually being led and guided by the Lord, then Satan can come in, and he can control and take and conquer you. So it's the very same thing. If you don't have unity with the Godhead, meaning with Jesus Christ, God, and the Holy Spirit, then, again, Satan's going to come in, and he's going to devour you. So it works the same way. And I believe that our government's seen this, recognized this from a spiritual perspective, and just implemented it. And they had to get it from somewhere. They had to get it from somewhere, and it started way back in the day. But when are we going to learn? That's the better question. When are we going to learn the old tricks of the trade and learn not to fall prey to it? That's our problem. We need to learn. We need to put our wisdom, our thinking caps on at all times. We need to move together in unity.
Amen. Oh, I'll tell you what, I say, very, very enlightening, very insightful, very knowledgeable. I don't know, Kevin, who all you have with you? You know, you usually come on one line. Is anybody else want to take it up? I don't know if Fallon is on or Whitney.
It's just me today.
It's you? Okay, well, talk to me, brother. Piggyback on what you just talking about.
Yeah, Ms. Donna, I think you're exactly right. I think that, you know, what we listen to in our music, where we live, our conditions of living, the jail system.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's so many negative things that go around in our daily lives that are so negative. And when once you produce negatives, there's not a lot of positives.
Wow.
You know, so in saying that, like, we, like, you know, like, they put us in these poorest conditions and we continue to sell drugs, continue to do this because we don't have a way to make money because we're the lowest totem pole as far as job equality. So there's no other reason. Then once you go to prison and when you come back, the recidivism is so high. You just, I mean, like, there's no jobs out there anyway, so you're going to just go back to sell drugs, doing what you what you know to do, and you go there. Broken homes, you know, 56% of black youth are fatherless. You know, stuff like that is the way that the government is setting up. Now, what we do to keep falling back into that path, exactly what Ms. Donald was saying. It's time for us to start by making. Like, we can't continue to do this because we can't keep crying the victim. We have to do something about it. You know, you
all righty, all righty. So we have to stand up.
You have to stand up. You have to vote. You have to do these things. Voting, that, you know, talking about revolutionary, Michael, that's being a revolutionary, voting, using your rights to vote, because that wasn't there before. You know, it's not like we've been voting for 500 years. You know what I'm saying? So
of course.
That stuff is important, Michael. That is very, is vitally important to what we have to do, because if we don't vote, we get the same people that's making these decisions now, and you see what's been happening in America today.
So you just gonna try to show out on me tonight, huh? You just gonna try to show out on me. That's what it is, Kevin. Is that what it is? Well, I tell you what, mister, I'm ready for you. And I'm ready to go to the wall with you, and I'm ready to knock this devil in the head. I ain't talking about no physical man. I'm talking about the devil of our mentalities and our thoughts that's keeping us back, the fear and might of being conquered. Watch this one. Did everybody know? Watch this, y'all. When blacks were first brought here to the Western Hemisphere, a term that I've coined that I love to embrace, when we were actually our people in the land of the dark-skinned people, when we were brought from there, enslaved and in bondage, watch this one, y'all. Not all of us who first visited the Americas were slaves, okay? The Aztecs, the Incas, yes, look them up. Those very people saw us as gods. As a matter of fact, they have big stone heads today, and they were always waiting for their god to return. Let me just keep it real with you. So with these big stone heads, throughout all of Mexico, that's what you heard me, throughout all of Mexico and the Europe and in the Americas, even before Christopher Columbus, this black guy at that cone at the top of his boat showed him in which direction that he was coming, even before they sailed. Did y'all know we were doing commerce with the natives here in America? Did y'all know we were building structures and monuments and, yes, even pyramids and things of that nature? Oh, come on, y'all. Let's keep it real now. It's time for us to really get off into the nitty-gritty. Why this white supremacist system is designed to calculate, dehumanize, and take from us our rightful place in history. You want to know why? Because if they gave us our recognition, then they would have to admit that everything began and started with the black man. Now, watch this one. That's why when they brought you over here, enslaved and chained and in bondage, suddenly in the 1960s, we began to cry, power to the people. Y'all remember James Brown, I'm black and I'm proud, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. You remember Stokely Carmichael saying, power to the people, black, I'm proud, woo, woo, woo. Now, those were slogans and phrases that were designed to uncripple us, unhandcuff us, to prepare, watch this one, to make us, like y'all just said, stand up and fight for our rights. Bob Marley said it best, don't give up the fight, stand up for your rights. Okay? Those songs start coming out. Watch this one. Why did it start coming out? Because we were tired are being left out of the mainstream of American politics, American education, American housing, American mental health, American medicines and things of that sort, y'all. Watch this one. The only way that we were released into society then, I'm getting ready to open the floor, listen carefully. The only way we were released into society is that you had been well-groomed on the slave plantations. That's right. Well, you were not even allowed to read and write. Watch this one, though. It was necessary to do that. So when you were allowed to read and write, your memory, your ideas were all distorted because everything that was reality was pulled from those books, and you were, it was fanciful to you because they were laced with slave ideas, lies, half-truths, and deceit. That being the case, say aloud, I'm black and I'm proud. People begin to formulate, and watch this one, they begin to rebel. They were tired of oppression. The older generation was dying out. Mama was strung up. Daddy was strung up. Didn't have a place to live, living in outhouses. Tell me this. Kevin, had you been living back then, tell me what your feelings would have been just based upon what you heard. I mean, how would you have handled that? Again, there's no right or wrong.
Right.
Let me say before you answer that, y'all, we got several other callers on the line, but they chose to remain anonymous tonight. And, again, we I'd like to recognize those folks for that again. So we want to let y'all know that we will remain. If you want to speak up, please let us know. But go ahead, Brother Kevin.
Yeah, that's a tough question. I think I would fall more in line with the Sojourner, the Nat Turners of the world, honestly.
Come on.
You know, because being in bondage, you know, creates such a hostility and such a an escape to get out. You know, I wouldn't want to be in the house. You know what I mean? I wouldn't want to be just sitting under one master for forever.
No.
You know. You know, that I just couldn't do it, you know. But that, like, but what you were saying, the slaves, how they were back then, wanted to stay with the masters, wanted to stay faithful, is the same thing we're doing now in certain situations.
Uh-huh.
You know, not really much has changed. So I would definitely be more with the Nat Turners, the Denmark Vesey's, you know, the people like that, to really create that change. Because, you know, even though if they were unsuccessful, you know, what they wanted to be in the grand scheme of things, they changed so much, and they were one of the leading catalysts of how we became free. You know,
amen.
John Brown, God, like that. If they didn't do that, who knows what we would be.
All right.
You
know? All right.
So,
oh, my brother. Come on, keep going. I'm just speaking out. Hey, go ahead. Oh, man.
You know, so I mean, those are important people that we fail to realize in America today. You know, they were just tired of it. You know, Nathan, you know, he could read and write.
Yes.
And he needed education, how you said. They didn't have education. You know, when we were free, I mean, we were still wrapped up. You know, people went generations not knowing they were free. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, it's a mass problem that we have to address. But I think we're making the right choices, like, you know, with doing shows like this, going to more rallies, stuff like that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Until we really bridge that gap, like really connect these people, like the stuff, it'll be hard to change. But I think we're on that right path.
Oh, all thank right. you so all, man. Very, very beautiful, very enlightening. I see Mayata again. She's done popped on. So, Mayata, I don't know if you want to come in what you just heard so far or just wait. It's on you. But like I said, we definitely got to recognize you because you're a co-host. So definitely we want you to, if you want to chime on in, come on, talk a little bit about what's going on again. Revolutionaries, claim your stake in the upliftment of people in need. Go ahead, Sister May. How you been doing, though?
I say, you know, Michael, I'm always moving around trying to stay busy. But I'm definitely going to chime in on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did want to say, you know what I'm saying, it takes all of us to change what's going on around us. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
It don't take just one of us or a small group of us to make this dramatic change. We're not making it just for our city, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to make
a full-blown
change across the diaspora, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because
we don't wear we don't wear RBG. Shout out to Marcus Garvey Day.
Come on.
Because today is the day that they made the flag in 1920. So.
Right. Come on. I see.
So yeah. So we're not just making a change for just one person. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to make the change all over and around for everybody. So it takes all of us to actually stand up and to do what we need to do. And that's just my point of view, you know what I'm saying? And
Amen.
Anybody can be a revolutionary if they want to fight for the cause. But Whoa. we don't need nobody
Come on.
That does not
talk to us. Come on. I'll be saying talk to
make change, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but, you know, all those different things our ancestors did before us to help us, to push us in the direction that we're in now.
Yes.
We need more of that. You know what I'm saying? We're getting it from the younger
yes.
people, but we need everybody to stand up. We don't need to just be
yes.
five or six of us just standing up. You know what I'm saying? We look
That's right.
to the oppressors, we look weak, saying we look like we don't have it all together. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
right.
they're banking on the fact that we're still going to be separated and we're still going to be in the same predicament. You know what I'm saying? For years and years
yes,
to
ma'am.
Come. So that's my,
right.
That's my intake on it so far.
Woo! You jump right in like you was listening. You must got some earplugs at work or something. Someone ain't right, but how you just jump right in like that? No, that's very profound, man. Now watch this, everybody. Did y'all know that the whole idea, scheme, and plan of this government is to keep the little people divided and conquered and not fighting on the same team? But watch this one. You got great men, listen carefully, great men like John Brown, who fought alongside of Frederick Douglass. Well, listen to me carefully. They did their strategies. However, they went their separate ways. They met on several occasions, but they just had different ideologies on how best to fight the struggle back then. Of slavery, suffering, and death. Watch this one. Did y'all know John Brown, a white man, was actually executed for helping the slave insurrections? So what I'm trying to tell y'all, it's not designed for us to be like the powers that be, because there are a lot of people themselves who do not like their forefathers for their malicious, tyrannical, racist, no good activity and behavior that's designed to keep Fallon and Kevin from being tight friends. Come on, now I can say that. But at the same time, keeping Mike Watson from knowing Robert in a manner of the law that we do downtown. Now, we're not supposed to come and embrace one another, talk about a system that's bad for us. No, Donna, what are we supposed to be doing? Talking to me, Donna Hauser. Talk to me. What are we supposed to be doing?
We're supposed to be in unity, but in coming
Whoa.
Together. But, you know, it seems to me, as we've been figured out, and we figured out a long time ago, you know, we see it everywhere. We see it on our jobs. We see it in our government. We see it in the courtroom. One of the things that I know that they believe in, being past my 60s, seeing this, watched this, you know, I'm definitely checked it out to and fro, and that is, they already know if they can divide us, if they can get one over in the corner, then we got the rest of you guys. We can keep you held back. And that's what's
Ooh.
Working when we're in our school system. It's working definitely in the justice system and definitely on jobs. So you'll see it where if we call it the, what would we say, the Uncle Tom. If I can get one, I can pull in, give favoritism to just one, then the rest
okay.
of them, hey. We got them. We got them where we want them. So this one, we can get attorneys. We can get even in the school system. We're seeing it all the time. The problem is minorities, and I like to speak up and speak real. We just got to stop selling out. We got
to
stop selling our souls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am. That's how God made me. To
yeah,
speak
well,
up.
Well,
we
this is the show. You can tell me, Michael, shut your doggone mouth till I finish or whatever. I'm not going to be mad. I told you. This
oh,
is the
no,
show you
no,
can come
no,
out and
no.
speak what's on your mind.
No, I definitely don't want to do that. You got too much to say, Michael. We definitely want to hear what you say.
Oh, but I'm just
but,
saying. I can't get
yeah.
mad at that. I mean, hey, you know, what I'm trying to
but
tell y'all.
The problem
don't worry about whose feelings you're going to hurt tonight, because they need to put them to the side. We're trying to learn with each other. Go ahead, Don Largo.
That's right.
Go ahead,
I mean, we're just selling our souls. We're selling our souls. Once we learn, again, it has something to do with so many words. A coward, no unity.
Mm.
We sell our souls for a bowl of beans.
That's right. That's
say
right.
That again. We sell our souls for a bowl of beans. And that means for a small amount, we can sell our soul against our own brothers and sisters. So we need
right.
to learn these things. We need to be taught. If we don't know, then we need to be taught. And there needs to be programs that set up that more programs, even just like this talk show, where we bring it to the forefront and talk about it. I mean, we got to
right.
teach
That's
the
right.
people.
That's right.
How do I not sell my soul? How do I speak in unity? How do I not turn my back against my own brother and sister? How do I stick closer than a brother? How do I do these things? So we need to learn. Notice
I just want to piggyback on that. It's for me, you know, I've said this, I've had a discussion with Michael before about this, you know what I'm saying? It's all about this I'm better than the next nigga, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
mentality.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna say it straight, you know what I'm saying? Because it's getting to the point where
it's called, I told you, come on with it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not your competition, you know, at the end of the day. You know, if you make me your competition, that's you. But at the same time, it's all about the people. It ain't got nothing to do with Mayotte, Yeboah, or anybody else in another organization.
Yeah.
It has to do with the fact that these men and these women are being locked up for no reason. These men and these women are getting killed in the streets for no reason.
Wow.
Just because they walk across the street. That's who matters. My name don't matter. You know what I'm saying? If it matters, if people bring my name up, I'm still humble enough to say, you know what? I'm still a part of the people. Don't put me on a high pedestal like that because I'm still one of you. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem
yeah.
that most people got. They get up on that high horse or they want to get up on there just to be recognized for standing up there with a gun or standing up there because they got a position. That's not nothing. That means nothing at the end of the day. If anything breaks out or race war happens, guess what's going to happen? That title ain't going to matter. You know what I'm saying?
All that stuff
ain't going to matter. That stuff going to be thrown out the window when war happens. They don't care about that.
Yeah,
they care about killing us because we are black women and we are black men trying to stand up for ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to be seeing. They ain't going to care what rank we are. They're going to be thinking, I just want to kill you. You know what I mean? So that's the problem, is we want to be better. We got this mentality, let me be better than the next man, versus let me help my brother and my sister get to where they need to go so that they can defend themselves. You know what I'm saying? Or give them the tools
uh-huh.
to help their family. You know what I'm saying? We get out of that selfish mentality, and we get back to the people, and we start putting the power back into the people's hands. We won't be in these Uncle Tom situations. You know what I'm saying? But people selling out for just for fame and for fortune, you know what I'm saying? Or to just be recognized, you know what I mean? Or to just be highlighted, you know what I mean? And I tell people all the time, like, that stuff never mattered to me, you know what I mean? Because I know who I am, you know what I mean? And I want our people to understand who they are and the bigger cause. You know, whether you're in the Black Power movement or you're a part of a coalition, you know what I'm saying? We all share that same struggle. Because we all out here being targeted because of our skin color. That's what matters. You know what I'm saying? That's why I get up there and I fight for them. Because guess what? Who going to do it for them? You know what I'm saying? Who going to stand up for them when they locked up behind bars over something they didn't do? You know, spending 20-something years of their life, spending most of their younger years sitting behind bars. You know, when they getting slain in the street for just walking into the grocery store. You know what I mean? So people don't get that. They so worried about mentality, status, you know, all that stuff matters to them. You know, the competition part about it. You know, we can be competitive with each other, you know, just to grow each other, not to try to outdo each other and I'm the best. You know, that's that. What they used to call that, where it's the house nigga mentality. And I'm going to say it for real. Like, That's
yeah,
what that
yeah.
is.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's
I look good. You know what I mean? Like, no, that don't even matter at the end of the day when it's time to get to the nitty gritty. You know what I'm saying? That don't matter.
Yes, ma'am. I agree with you. Yeah, hey, boy, man, I can tell that you are on one tonight. You run into somebody and got out of line. And like I said, you can come on, but you know how we do it anyway. You can come on in and let them have it. Because like I said, y'all, it's not about I like you, don't like you, whatever, man. It's about let my people go. Pharaoh, let my people go. And this is the show. Pharaoh, you're going to let your people go on this one. Because we're going to spread our minds, our mentalities, our thoughts, our opinions, and our ideas. Bottom line.
Yep.
For anybody listening to us, we don't have a problem with you. You're going to come on this show, but you're not going to disrespect any of ours. So we're just going to let you know right now. You can speak. If you don't like what Michael Washington did, as long as you come respectful, man, and talk to me, I have no problem with it. But you're not going to come in and do a show Discord. I see a couple of people lighting up right now to ask that question. So we're going to let you know that now. No, sir, you will not be on tonight, sir, because this is not what we do. Now, if you want to come on a show like this, maybe we can put you somewhere down the line. But tonight, we're talking about revolutionaries, as may I just spoke about and others. We're talking about revolutionaries. Where do you fit in toward helping people in your society? Go ahead, Brother Kevin. Talk to me on that.
I agree with everything May I was saying. We have to get out of that mentality, like, in order for us to make it out. You know what I mean? It's even like, you know, like, it's the same thing with sports. Like, you know, you always want to be the best. So, like, you know, you want to be the best in life. You know what I mean? So, I mean, once we get out of that, like, we're just together. Like, we you know, we can get out of that. But I agree with everything that y'all been saying. I'm just listening. You know what I mean? I'm just, that was motivational for me to listen to, because there's so many people that try to one-up you in everything that you do. And, you know, they, and, you know, and you got to respond to that accordingly and just be better than them. And that's how you create that cycle. You know what I mean? We need to just be one. Like, if I'm happy I see Michael winning. I'm happy I see Mayo. I'm happy I see Miss Donna winning. Like, that's how you got to be.
Yeah.
Not, oh, Michael got a nice car. I got to get into it. His. Oh, he got $5. I got to get $6. We got to get out of that mentality.
Oh,
you know,
man, that mentality,
you know, when one of us win, we all got to win. That's what we got to get into.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, man. Talk to him. You want? Go ahead. You got it. Talk to Flo.
I mean, you know, that's so true. Cause, like, you know, I look at it like that. I've been looking at it like that for a long time, even before I got into the movement. You know what I'm saying? I knew if I got to a certain area, I'm gonna take my people with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take everybody with me because I know it's not just about me. You know what I mean? I could leave tomorrow, and guess what?
That's right.
That same problem, you know, the same problem is going to go on, you know what I mean? And if we don't empower our people and get into that mentality where we're really trying to help each other and not trying to one-up each other and you know, do all of this fly stuff, you know what I mean, and just... you know, embarrass our peers, like, you know what I mean? Like, we ain't trying to do all that.
Yeah.
We ain't got time for that. That's a whole nother, you know, that's a whole nother war that we don't need.
That's right.
You know, we need to be unified, but we can't get unified because people so worried about ego and status and title. It's like, once you let that stuff come to you naturally, you know what I'm saying? Let that stuff come because you work hard, because you want to see the people succeed. You know what I mean? You gain that stuff because you're an honorable person. But when you get to that position or you get to that certain status, don't crap on the people that you're fighting for. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
Yeah.
And we got to get out of that. And ain't nobody gonna get our people out of it but them. But that's another psychological thing that's been put on our people to be against each other at any cost. You know what I'm saying? To sell out, kill each other when one person, you know, gets to success. And that right there, you know what I'm saying? That's that Uncle Tom stuff. Even if you ain't running to the government or you ain't running to the feds and saying anything, if you're doing some move like that to an Uncle Tom, I'm so sorry, but that's the truth. And we can't have that. We can't have that when we're trying to succeed, fighting with your brothers and sisters on the front line. That's ridiculous.
Stupid.
That's
stupid
absolutely
stuff.
Ridiculous. And until we get over that mentality, we gonna be stuck at that same crossroad over and over and over and over and over and over again. And it gets to be, like I told Michael, it gets to be tiresome. It's like you gonna get left behind because we can't. You gonna be thrown in that category of casualties of war because you can't get your stuff together because you're not thinking about the majority. You ain't thinking about the majority of us. You thinking about just you and your little bitty circle, you know what I'm saying, of people.
Yes,
what
ma'am.
Happens when y'all, you know, what happens when something happens to y'all? Y'all going to be looking for us to help y'all.
Woo!
Like, what happens?
You say that again.
It's going to be you and that small group of people that can't get out their feelings to think of everybody else. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that, like I said, if I offend somebody, I don't even care. Because it's old, and it's stopping us here in Oklahoma. It's stopping people in other states. It's like we don't have time for fake, phony, and fraud. We got time to make moves because stuff is getting worse. Our people getting killed even more. People's bodies showing up on the end of cruises. Every day I look up, it's one of our people being slain and killed for no reason.
Man,
and it could be
crazy.
Right there. It could be here at any moment. You know what I'm saying? For Oklahoma to be as quiet as it is, but to have this many revolutionaries in this state, it disgusts me. It pisses me off, and I'm gonna say my piece about it because we should be way further than what we are right now. Way further than what we are right now. But it's that stupid mentality that we got going on that's keeping us behind. And you know, it has to end. If not, you gonna get left behind. It's called casualty of war, and it's not a joke. So,
all right.
Just saying. I'm sorry. I got that Malcolm X in me right now. I'm sorry, y'all.
I see you rock and roll tonight. Hey, I ain't got a problem with it. I mean, see, you know, we want people, man.
You know,
I keep trying to tell you. You just gave an example, and Donna's touched up on it as well as Kelvin and a few others. Like I said, they don't want to speak out tonight, but they will later. You have to be that militant. And when I say, watch this one, people, when I say militant, that doesn't mean terrible. Because the powers that be gave you those names because it coincides with what an anarchist is, you know, somebody who is not pro-government. They have to give you a name as militant, revolutionary, foreigner, you know, things like that there, because those are the very things they teach us in class that they're against. Anarchy. Someone who flares up against the government, okay? Cohesive, okay? Now, watch this one, y'all. Let me say this. The white supremacist policies and practices of the United States, watch this here. This calls us to widen the gap between the races of people here in the United States is governed and instituted and embraced by what you call the United States Constitution. All right, everybody. Watch this one. The first 12 amendments to the United States Constitution did not include you and me, the African-American here in the Western Hemisphere, in the diaspora. Those outside of Africa, diaspora, those outside of Africa, that's what that means. Listen carefully. So there are two constitutions, y'all. The Constitution for the Black Man and Woman began with the creation of the 13th Amendment. Y'all not hearing me, are you? 13 of the first presidents under the old Constitution, the 12 amendments, were devout racists who owned slaves. Y'all not hearing me, are you? I'm trying to tell y'all, this is why slavery still exists in the way that they treat the black folks today in the Western Hemisphere and other Hispanic and others. It's because it's written in the Constitution that they can recognize those who don't have power, significance, or a tie-in to the government to be treated as second-class citizens. Let me say this, then I'm going to give you the floor. Did y'all know a black man by the name of Dred Scott, whose owner took him outside his homeland into Missouri. Dred Scott tried to fight for his freedom in the courts. But you want to know why this white supremacist court, United States government that we have called United States Supreme Court today? You know what he told him? Mr. Sir, we have no rights. A white man has no right to respect the class of a 9 3/5 human being. No white man should respect the rights of a black person, or they call them an Indian, though. So, Donna, what is that saying? Watch this one. A United States Supreme Court that exists today told this man this in 1857.
Uh-huh. Well, like I feel this way. You know how the slaves, they would get the whip out and they would beat them, and they got the scars and the bruises on their back. Can you walk with me and visualize that? Imagine a strong black man, and his skin is torn to pieces, his back. But yet,
wow.
Today, I want you to think about back then. Then think about today. Wasn't that long ago?
Wow.
Where we heard
no, it's been that long. No.
We heard it everywhere. It said just like this. Donald Trump said, make America great again. So
I say,
Donna say, the stripes on my back and on my brother's back and on my forefather's back, if that's making America great again, then think about that for a minute with a question mark. So America was great when we was beating people and doing that, and we want to make it great again. So when you say and you ask that question, you know, the whole thing is to keep their foot on our neck, to keep us under their thumb. It's all about control. So they control us with whipping us and beating us and hanging us from trees. Now they're just doing it a whole nother different way, but the outcome being the same. So death is death. Is America
absolutely
great
right.
Again? The key word is again. You know, you
with
are
the again.
I mean, if you want to put it, Donna, if you want to put it in those terms, if we keep acting the way we acting right now, it's going to be great again. It's going to be the same way.
Okay. And that's a strong point, and that'll preach. Now, that's a message, and that will preach. If we keep acting the way we are acting, it'll be great again.
Wow.
And show that picture up, and imagine that strong black man with his back all cut up. And as you spoke earlier, one of the problems as black people, in order to make ourselves feel better, I have to esteem myself higher than you. See, I got a BS degree. Oh, I got my master's. Did you know I'm a school teacher? Oh, your English is not perfect. Your grammar is less than mine. I speak better than you. Did you know I'm a little bit lighter than you? Your skin is better. My hair contrast, my shoulder, it's not as kinky. You know, my hair. Oh,
my car
you know,
is better than yours.
Oh,
yes.
Did you not know? I'm driving a Mercedes. So, I mean, these are things that make people think that they're better. And we look down and we snub our nose up. But we can't do that with the white boy. We can't do that with him because we feel his color makes him better than us. So we'll go against our own brother and sister and put them down and try to shame them. As we hold our head up, we make their head go down. So as we knock them to the ground, we stand up because I'm better than you. My house is a better looking home, in my opinion. My car is better.
Wow.
And so until we can get past materialistic and selfish behavior, as she was saying, she hit it right on the nail. And you know, this has been going on a long time. It goes on in families. In families. I'm not ashamed to say. Anybody that know my family know the stats of my brother. Do you know all our life?
Come on. You ain't the only one, like I said. We got him an hour. You just told us. So keep going.
All our life. Our parents. My parents, my mother is 94. My father would still be here.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
So going back into that time frame, he got his PhD. He's vice president of Galveston Medical Center. So guess what? He's better than the other kids in the family. Are you all following me? That's the mentality that it goes on and it passes on and it passes down.
What, somebody
generation.
Go ahead. Somebody's got some scratching noise. I hear you now. Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is we have to learn. All of this is teaching tools. We have to learn. If I go back, I had the best parents in the world, but they just didn't know the ignorance of that. Esteeming one kid higher than the other kid based on his education. But guess what?
Yep.
My daddy died seeing me taking care of him. He was a vegetable, and I took care of him.
Mm-hmm.
I slept in the chair by his bedside, not the PhD. And I'll leave it at that.
There you go. Now, come on. I got you. Quit fighting and putting ourselves better than you. Man, that's not camaraderie, man. That's I'm better than that syndrome of it keeps a divide and conquer. Like you said, you slept by his bedside with your dad, and guess what? He died peacefully knowing that his daughter was there when no one else was. You got to realize that. And he's resting along with the ancients. I'm telling you, I know what it is because I know how I would feel. The last person I'm going to see is the one who was sitting beside me holding my hand. And when that hand loses the grip, you know it's over for me. So, yes, that hand accompanied me to the other side. So, Donald, don't ever feel right bad about somebody with a degree. Somebody, because watch this here. Are you ready for this? I tell everybody all the time, my friend, you can have all degrees that you want, but my degree of common sense is going to outrank yours every time.
Absolutely.
Because
but
your book smarts, which is not bad, when you get to try and use it to curtail the importance of someone else, that's when it becomes a cult. This is Baba Wee Tapa right here in Oklahoma City. Yours truly on People Power Radio with my co-host, Boy. We're here with other several guests tonight. And we're talking about revolutionaries claim your stake in the upliftment of people in need. We're talking again tonight, y'all. Now we're getting ready to open the floor up because we got about 20 minutes here. This is the part of the show where everybody gets to come in, talk about what they want, what they're doing, how they're going to do tomorrow night, what kind of programs that might be coming up. Because this, again, is our way of letting the people in society know that otherwise you would not have a voice if you didn't give an opportunity for at least hundreds of others to hear what you have to say. Again, I told everybody once again the other night. Tonight, we're averaging around about 230 listeners in, so we're doing pretty good. We're getting a little bit better each time we come around because we do have some revolutionary ideas in front. And again, listen carefully. We're all in New York, Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Texas. You heard what I said. Yes, they're on there. So again, y'all, they come in. We have some regular guests. I'd like to thank you, Bobby, Robert, Harry, Joe, Larry, Tina, all you great people. I can't name you all off, but again, y'all know I like to do that, so I want to make sure that I got that in so that you wouldn't think I lost my mind without saying it. But anyhow, y'all, Brother Kevin, talk to me, man. Give me some 3 minutes about what you thought about what's going on or whatever you want to say, man. Give me about 3 minutes of that.
Yeah, I'm about to have to leave here in a second, but I really love this conversation. I love that you talked about revolutionary, and I love that the conversation everybody's having, because these are the conversations we have to have in order to become better. We have to get out of that mentality. Like, you know, what they were saying about becoming better, you know, back in the slave days, you know, the slaves wanted to be better for their masters, you know, opposed to, like, the house slaves or whatever.
Huh?
And like I said, it's all a trickle-down process. Like, not much has changed in the last, you know, 300 to 400 years. You know what I mean? Like, we still continue to do the same thing. Like, you know, I tell my kids, I coach Insanity, is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. We have to change that in order to grow. I love that you said common sense is, you know, sometimes better in degree because, you know, you can be highly educated and poorly trained. You know what I mean? So, just like everything has been great tonight. I want to thank you, you know, for having me on again. And I love hearing Ms. Donna Mayat. You know what I mean? It's great. And I just want to thank y'all for coming on again tonight.
All right, man. Thank you for being a helpful advocate. And I know where you're fighting, you know, because we need you, brother. So, again, if you have to leave, we understand that. And I appreciate you, man. And we look forward to talking to you next week. Next Thursday, we're going to be talking about the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution. All right, brother, man, you be
perfect.
Blessed now. You got
perfect.
To leave. Take care.
Thank you all. I'll see y'all later.
All right, thank you, man.
I'll say.
Donna, go ahead, because like I say, Mayette and I would round up the end. Go ahead, Donna.
I just want to say this was, I'm excited that we have this topic tonight. Again, it's getting information out to the others. you know, it's a lot of ignorance and among our people. And unfortunately, this ignorance is a holdback. We've been held back. And we're going to continue to be held back. Just like she said, America will be great again by the stripes on our back. And so till we get it together, educate, motivate, and activate is what it's going to take. Going to take training and knowledge and wisdom to our people. But we have to overcome this. We can't give up the fight. We have to. We have to put our heads together and figure a way how to overcome this. And I say speak out. It's one of the major ways. You know, when you see people, again, that bougie personality and thinking they're better, pull them to the side. Let's talk about this. Do you understand?
Yes.
You're going to need me. You're going to need me one day. I am your sister.
Yeah.
I am your brother. You're going to need me.
Wow.
So true.
My name is Leona. Hello. My name is Leona, and I'm new tonight.
Okay, Leona, come
but
on.
I've been here, and I've listened, and I listen. And it's very good point. It's very, very good educational enlightenment coming across the air tonight. At the same token, I don't think that we'll be America at the same expense of our backs being beat down and our brows being beat down because, first of all, we're not going to regress. We're going to have success and go forward.
All right. Come on now. I like that interview. Keep going.
Shut down from the beginning of time. But if they have the mentality of the average black person, they're going to have the mentality to fight and win. They're going to win their battle. You got to go back from the beginning. This is the same thing that Moses told Pharaoh to let his people go.
That's
Mike
right.
Washington is a Moses. He's telling them to let his people go. He's a leader out here asking us to stand with him to get his people let go. But we won't be bowed down, beat down, broke down without anything. It's not bad to have an education. The ones that have an education, they plow out the way for others to come in.
That's
and
right.
To step that route. And any way you want to go, it's some black person who has plowed that ground. Somewhere. Somehow. Therefore, I don't believe that the black people is going to lay down. The ones that have died and gone on before us, may they rest in peace, but they've been isolated and defeated. It was isolation that got them defeated. But as long as you stand together, hold your head up high, walk and talk the language of mankind and God, you're going to be all right. Black, white, or any other color, you're going to be all right. Because this is
Leona, all y'all, look here, man. I'm tired of talking to all y'all. Y'all getting too powerful out here tonight now. Y'all just showing out. Hey, man, I like this fiery discussion, y'all. Hey, man, thank you, Leona, for that. I mean, like I said, y'all, this is what we want. We want you to come out and feel comfortable, man. If you want to talk about hamburgers, you know what, drink a cup of water, we want you to feel that you can say that without being ridiculed, y'all. This has to be at least one show where you can do that. We don't seek to censor anybody. We seek to, like you spoke about, everybody's opinion that counts. You might say, like I said, me jumping over a fence is going to cut my finger. I might say, well, no, it's going to tear my pants leg. It's not about who's right or wrong. It's about securing ourselves to make sure that we're safe in whatever endeavors we do or involve ourselves with. Thank you again, Leona. Go ahead, may I talk to me. You know, you and I get the last words here.
You know, I say all I said for a reason because I see us doing great things, but I also see our stumbling blocks that we have, you know what I'm saying, since I've been in the revolution, since I've been down here, I see where we can improve. That's why I'm so passionate. That's why I'm so fired up behind what I said. Because we can do so much better. Our potential is beyond what we're doing right now. We can do so much more if we put some of those pride, ego, status, titles aside and see the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? I never get on to a comrade or anybody else if I don't think that you can do better than what you're doing right now. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm always going to have love for anybody under my umbrella and everybody else too, but especially for anybody that's underneath the RBG and wears that, you know what I'm saying? I'm always going to have love for you, but I'm always going to tell you this is where we need to fix this at. You know what I'm saying? Because this is the thing that we've been facing for a while now. You know what I'm saying? Even with the original Black Panthers, you know what I'm saying? We've been facing the same objective, going through the same cycle over and over and over and over again. When do we get out of it? You know what I'm saying? When do we stop doing the same things that we've been doing and make this generation, this movement, better than the next? You know what I'm saying? Because we can't keep moving like this and expecting us to actually gain our full freedom and actually gain, you know, the land, the money, the stuff that's owed to us if we keep doing this same behavior. And it's like, I can put my pride aside, but I want everybody else to put their pride aside and look at the bigger picture. I don't mind working with you even if we had a disagreement, or even if I don't see everything from your point of view. I don't mind working with you if we're all on that same course, wanting to take care of our people, wanting to educate our people, wanting to arm our people. I don't mind working with you, but you got to be on the people. You got to be about the people. You have got to keep that same focus. Once it goes out of focus, then that's when we have a problem, because that's where we have failed. When it becomes an I situation, when it comes to I'm getting a leg up, I'm doing this, I'm me, that's where we mess up, and that's where the isolation comes at. That's where the Uncle Tom is born out of that mentality of I have to succeed. I got to be seen. This is me. When you didn't start off like that, you know what I mean? So it's like I'm trying to keep them on that same course, but they got to want it, you know what I mean? And if you don't want it, casualty of war, because I'm not going to keep convincing grown people to stay on the track, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to keep pressing on, and the divine God is going to bring the people that need to be in the revolution, that need to be about the people, in that direction, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to keep repeating myself, but our people need to get it together. They need to get it together quick, because they're targeting us, and it's getting worse. Ain't nothing getting better. From every angle we be in, we're being attacked. And if we don't see that above ego, above pride, above status, we're going to be in the same situation 10 years from now. And that's the sad part about it.
Oof.
Wow,
amen.
You are absolutely right, Mia. I'll tell you what now.
Amen.
Go ahead. Donna, you said something? Oh, go ahead.
I'm just saying amen because what she said is very powerful, and you have to get in there and dissect what she said. We're not saying education is bad. No one is saying
that. No.
We're not saying that it's wrong to be educated, you know. We're not saying to go to school and get your education and get your BS and get your master's and get your PhD. No one is saying that. What we're saying is, can you not reach down and each one reach one? When you get above taking your brother by the hand and giving him a cold drink of water in 100-degree
temperature. I say.
When you think you're too good to share your food or your money. This is how the white man, I'm going to break this down if someone did not receive this correctly, but this is how the white man keep us divided. I take you blacks over here, make you turn against these blacks over here. Now I have you divided. How can you have peace if you're divided? In the meantime, I can have my way with the other blacks. I'm going through, they don't have money to get attorneys. They don't, and it's not just blacks, just minorities and low income as well, all minorities.
Uh-huh.
I
can take you and I can do as I please with you. I can enslave you into the prison system, make me $30,000+ a year off of you being in the prison system. Because you're not going to get any help from your brother. Because your brother over there that is educated, that has his legal attorney degree, or he has contacts that can put you in contact with someone that can help you, his nose is in the air. Now, we're not talking about all people that is educated. We know that. We're talking about a percentage that is hurting, the rest of us coming together in unity.
Amen.
We both have been, our ancestors, all of us has been, our ancestors come from slavery. Why can we not come together in unity? Why can the doctor not hold the janitor's hand? Talk to me. Why can the doctor not hold the janitor's hand?
Because the doctor feels he's better, just like what you said, Donna. Just like
what you said.
I said the doctor feels he's better than the janitor, just like you said. Just like because of education and stuff like that, they've divided and tried to conquer. They've got our young people. They're in gangs. They want to be in gangs. Well, we can outdo y'all because color or something in some such street in California and all that type of stuff. If we can reach our own within our own family, as well as others, and be a light and a torch to others out there. We can make it. We can make it today as well as forevermore. We teach within our household and let it overflow as well out into the society. We will be all right. My son divorced the Western United States. They've taken their freedom back, but that is another question. They have found an answer away from the slavery and the rape of a nation of people, which is us, of black people. They have found a way.
I did want to add to that, too. When you look at other cultures, you see the parents, you see the friends, the family, you know, they help their people, you know what I'm saying? They turn around and they make sure they got a good start to their business, they promote them, you know, they do all this kind of stuff to help their friends, you know what I'm saying, and their family.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the problem that we have gotten. They have gotten us all screwed up. You know what I'm saying? To the point to where we do the total opposite while they do the right thing by uplifting theirs. That's why you don't really see these tight-knit families where there's one wealthy person in that family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't just see one or two. You see them all turning back around. I'm going to give you this $10,000 investment on your business. I'm going to help you promote, or I'm going to come out here and help you pass out these flyers. Or if you need me, I'll be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do that for each other. But what is our problem that we can't turn around and do that for the next person? That's the issue that we need to fix.
Yeah, they're trying to divide and conquer us. That's how they divide and conquer us. Keep us fighting and bickering amongst one another. And we won't have a higher thought because our head is not. Not on right. We will be fighting, let down, and everything. We have got to begin with our own families. If we can't get our families together, how is we going to be a union against others out there?
Exactly.
So within yourself. And y'all got a magnificent point. Everybody speaking.
I'm telling you, man. Y'all lighting it up. I'm just listening. Go ahead on. Y'all take my little time. Keep on. I can just say something at the end. Keep going. Don't worry about me.
That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Once we get past point, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, we can move freely, you know what I'm saying? If you think that you're winning, and you think that you on top because you, you know, want to, oh, it's a me mentality type thing in this movement, you're not really winning. You know what I'm saying? You're not really winning at all. You're not winning unless your brothers and sisters are behind your back winning. You know what I'm saying? Behind your back and got your support.
That's
because once they start round, I ain't going to say start rounding us up, but once they try to start, you know, pushing us and trying to start getting us all stirred up, you're going to look around and you ain't going to have nobody. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to have nobody that got your back but the little few people that's in your circle. Until you get out of that mentality, you can have a whole army behind you. But until you get rid of that mentality, you're not gonna have the majority support that you need to push you even further, even in your position. And that's one thing I always remain humble about. I am nothing. I'm a human being. I'm a person. But at the end of the day, I would be nothing without the people. I would be absolutely nothing without the people. My title wouldn't mean nothing without them.
That's right. Clara Luper was out there years and years ago. I was 10 years old walking with Clara Luper and things like that. So you don't have to be radical, but you can be heard. You can be a voice.
Radical is not for everybody. You got your hookers, you got your table setters. You know, everybody play their own role. Stay in your lane. That's all that matters. As long as you're out there doing something. I heard all y'all's point is as long as you're doing something. If you're fixing the table, tying or somebody's shoestring up, you don't have to be the one rallying. I mean, hell, it's just as long as that's less work on one of us have to do. That's all that matters.
Yep.
So yeah,
and we just have to get behind. We got to get behind each other and just support. Like I was talking to Michael, you know, earlier, and I said, you know, we need to offset each other. One, you know, somebody do something here. Then the next week somebody do something here. They going to see what's going on, and it's going to put fire underneath their feet when they see us offsetting each other and supporting each other, because that's what I thought I programmed them enough to go against each other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't think that they was going to, you know, be supporting each other like that. That's going to get them shooken up. You know what I'm saying? But we got to get to that point. We got to get to that point.
That's
right. Our past revolutionaries, they offset each other. You know what I'm saying? Despite their disagreements with each other, they offset each other, which made what we see now, you know, history. You know, but we got to continue this. And we got to keep it going, because if we don't, we're going to sit here and keep watching our people get slayed and slaughtered in the streets, our kids being taken, all this stuff happening, man. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's on the TV. It's on social media all day, every day. They are programming us to be okay with all this slaying and killing of our people, and we got to get out of it. We got to resist this programming and this conditioning, and we have to do it now. We can't keep waiting. It's getting worse.
Amen. I say, y'all. Oh, man. Thank y'all so much. This is Brother Baba Wetafa right here in Oklahoma City. People Power Radio, my co-host, Mayor Boyle, right here. We're talking with all the several guests tonight, Sister Donna Houston, as well as Sister Leona, who just recently started joining the show, but she says that she's going to be a regular now and again. I told y'all, take your time. We only want people who are going to be a part of this, who wants to make a difference, who can come on and express their opinions, their ideas, their thoughts. It's all that matters that counts, y'all. We want people over here can give inspired thought, to inspire us to move on, to motivate me to want to put on the next show, to motivate me to want to be as fiery as she was tonight, even though she's been fiery anyway. I mean, I saw that revolutionary side tonight that I hadn't seen too much of. But, again, it only goes so far when you're fed up, other people are not doing what they need to do. So, therefore, that's why we say what we're saying. Tonight, y'all, we're getting ready to close out again, but we're going to go back into our back room for about 5 minutes. But before I do, y'all know I like to tell everybody that if you have a program suggestion for the show, please call us up at area code 405-246-9089. That's area code 405-246-9089, and we're going to get your topic on. You'd better believe it, because your opinion, your ideas, your thoughts, and even your idea for a show counts to us, because if you want it out there, then there's definitely something that you want the world to hear about. We definitely have the kind of audience. We definitely want to feel that you're important, and we definitely need you to tell somebody that you love them, man, because tomorrow may not be promised to you. Tomorrow may not be promised for me. One thing about it, the last thing that person hears before they go to bed tonight is mama, sister, daddy, uncle, next door neighbor, I love you. So, having said that, y'all, again, let me say, the weather word for outside is going to be partly cloudy. It's right now 91 degrees, so everybody stay cool. Let me say, in closing thought, may God bless and keep you. May he allow his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Catherine Burkhalter gave that prayer to me, and I swore to it. I was closed out every night with it. And now she is definitely, I'm no pleased with what I'm done and what I'm doing tonight. So thank y'all very much for us. We're going into the back room. So, again, everybody that's on the air with us, if you don't hear anything back from us and you go off without us saying a word or two afterwards, you know that we're gone. So everybody be blessed. We're going into the back room now. And, hey, thank y'all very much for finding it important enough to listen to us tonight. Everybody stay blessed. Good night, everybody.
All right,
y'all, we still got about 5 minutes. Y'all ladies, go ahead. I was enjoying y'all. Go ahead, man. Y'all going to pick back up. I was enjoying what y'all were doing.
Yeah, I mean, you know me, Michael. I be fed up with just the bare minimum stuff that we got going on here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need everybody to stand up. We need everybody to help, because it's not just one person's fight. It's all of our fight. You know what I mean? And if one of us, you know, gets into a situation, we need to be in each other's corner, you know, helping
Absolutely.
Each other, you know what I'm saying? And pushing this movement further, you know, they were banking back on in a day, let's lock one or two of them up and let's stop this revolution, you know what I'm saying? And we can't let
That's
them
it.
Keep pulling
That's
the same.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. Absolutely. Lock them all up. Okay, everything's dead now. You know?
Yeah,
right.
I'm like, you know, we can't have them. You can't let them keep having their way. You know what I'm saying? And I'm done with that. I'm trying to break a cycle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not here to keep going into a cycle and just be a part of, you know, chaos. Like, let's do better, you know, when we can. We got a lot more opportunities than our ancestors. You know, hey,
yeah.
And we gotta take advantage of that. You know what I mean? They can't hang us in the middle of the street no more and just cover it up. You know, we got cameras, we got things now. We can justify what's going on, but we gotta be smarter, you know, than what we are now, because we got the ability to do so. It's just people too relaxed. Like I was saying from the last show, we too wrapped up in these illusions. You know what I'm saying? To see, hey, they've been tricking me the whole time to go against my brother and my sister. You know, they don't really care nothing about me. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody really care about what I got on or what I rock and what I do, how fast I can shoot. Don't nobody care about that. When it's time for war, don't nobody care about that. And we're in a silent war. We've been in a silent war for a while. I'm like, we got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's just, we're not really going to say it. We're going to cover it up. Like, nah, man. Let's keep it real. We in a war. So I'm just, look, I wasn't born for nothing. I ain't in this revolution for nothing. So I'm going to do my job.
Yeah.
I'm going to call every single last one of them out. You know what I'm saying? Because you need to come forward. You need to, you know, if you got my flag on, Marcus Garvey's flag on, you better be standing up on all two of your feet with them boots.
On every level.
On every
level.
Well,
because them people died for the struggle, so what are we doing?
You know, I'm just sitting here as we talking about this. You know, just we take Oklahoma City and other states, I'm telling you, there's quite a few states that is more advanced than Oklahoma. We know this. I spent some time in New York and it was amazing what I've seen in New York as far as unity compared to what's going on here in Oklahoma.
But when we look back, one of our problems is, you know, the Bible even speak of a man that see wrong but call it right. And we have to stop doing that. There's a lot of things that we know.
Yeah.
We know the individual people that is doing wrong, but yet they holding positions, but we say nothing. You know, it's just time to stop calling wrong right. If we're going to get things positioned, you can't have an army with everybody being positioned in the right place. You remove those that can't shoot and those that don't know how, that don't know how to fight the battle. You put them on the back line. Why are they on the front line in the state of Oklahoma? And that's what we're dealing with. We got people that don't know how to fight the battle on the front line. You know, their minds has been, they've been brainwashed, whatever. Are they money greedy after money? Different reasons why they do what they do. You know, there's different reasons in all of the above. But what have we done as the people to remove them? So we haven't, you know, there's a lot that needs to, we need to be protesting against our own people. See, because we have to get them out of the way, get the right people positioned before the avalanche, the storm comes. This ain't no storm you in. You ain't seen a storm like what she's talking
that's
about
right.
that can happen. It's coming.
Right.
It is coming.
Yo, we got about 1 minute.
Rapidly.
We got about 1 minute,
okay,
so I'm letting y'all know.
But no, we gotta get ready for what she's saying. You know, we've been fighting a silent war all this time. What happens when that thing become vocal? And it's going to. We don't have any position. Michael, everybody's not in place. In force,
I don't
speak on the state of Oklahoma. You guys are ready to go.
That's what we're trying. We need that. We talk about the revolution. That's why I put the show on tonight for that. We have to start thinking in terms of, hey, buddy, you stay across the street. Don't cross my path because if you do, I don't know whose side you on. Y'all got to watch for you. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm telling you, it's coming to that point. Now, everybody's on that damn whack and fentanyl and all that old stuff. I'm trying to tell y'all, man, that stuff ain't that. Come on, that's killing hundreds of thousands of people a day, y'all. And they're going to try to get that last. You know what's hitting the most? What they hurt us most? They're locking us up and killing us. That's less of us that are fighting the revolution. Come on, let's just keep it real, man.
So let's get together as let's get together as a group. Let's get some more drug homes. We need some rehab on the east side. We need to help
get ready to cut us off,
y'all.
You're definitely right. You're right. We're going to talk about that part later. Y'all get ready to cut us off. We got about 10 seconds. Hey, y'all be blessed. Thank y'all so much, Leona, Donna, Mayette. Y'all know y'all are powerful and profound tonight, man. Thank y'all very much. Get ready to cut us off, y'all. Be blessed, everybody. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
I say.
Woo, little sister, you a fireball. You have made me lose my voice, girl. I love it. Oh, you just, oh, man, you got me over here just, I'm drinking water.